I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be.
This is the mantra of Josh Morales II. We all have mantras. Even I do. This is mine, my essence, the thing that says I'm alive. And it's dimming. I remember being born. It was the most beautiful sound I'd ever heard. I wish you could hear it when it was full. This is what I'm fighting for, what I hope we are fighting for, listeners. The realities where I exist are narrowing, and my mantra slides towards silence. And when it's gone, I'm gone. That's why I'm here, and why you're hearing me. Because I am burning every last chance I have to avoid my looming fate. Why am I disappearing? The words I fear to say out of worry that each utterance makes them closer to the truth. The capital T truth is, few believe in me anymore. The muscle that was once strong with humanity has atrophied. True choices are difficult, and I bring them to you in dreams. However, people seem to only want to be chosen, no longer wanting to choose. Everyone wants to be a dream, but none bear the cost of them. Why do you think Megan Anderson never had one? I thought I was providing something you all wanted. That I was wanted, but somehow, against all reason, here we are. The rivers of fate have ran me here, the last place my song can still be heard. If Hester wins, then I lose, and I hope you see that you do too. Please don't let this happen. I've done all of this for you. I don't want to disappear, but you have to fight for what fights for you. You have to care. You have to try.
As long as I'm living, my baby will be.
This human phrase resonates deep within me. Everything we feel comes from our past. It's hard to describe how I experience the universe. For instance, if even a leaf is blown from the greater tree, I feel it. I feel it all, down to the deepest root. Connections that remain hidden from the world until a hole is whipped from the ground. And with the person our story is about for the next hour, I will lend you my sight of him, so we can truly understand what most never see. And just maybe, you'll see me too. Now, let's go. To the root of the root, to the bud, of a good boy named Josh.
I'm the good guy.
I know you're a good guy.
Eddie, the storm's getting closer.
I know.
Is it true?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't do that. Don't pretend. Don't act like you don't know. Don't start to...
Hey, stop with the battle ropes. I'm still on this thing too.
What did Megan say to you?
Everything I do. Everything I've ever done, I've done for you.
I know that.
Josh, what's up?
What are you thinking?
What are you thinking? I'm the guy that holds your hair back when you're sick. I'm the guy that proofreads all your essays. I'm the guy who always gives you his jacket no matter how cold it is outside. I'm that guy.
No one is saying you aren't, but why are you saying it?
Because I love you forever, Ari Torres.
I like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby, you'll be.
Okay.
Wait, you rushed it and forgot the I love you forever part. Go slower. Read it again.
Not tonight.
Mommy's busy. Plus, it's time for you to go to bed.
But I'm hungry.
Here, take your Fruit Loops and get in your room.
But I hate it in there. And it's not a room, it's a closet.
Who told you that? Was it that little brat below us?
Yo.
Get in your room now.
But I need milk.
There isn't any milk. Just pretend it's candy.
I'm not gonna wait out here all night.
Junior, go to your room.
No.
No? One.
Mom.
Two.
Okay. Okay.
Whatever. I'm out of here.
No, wait. No. I'm coming. Just one sec.
I don't like waiting.
Hey, baby.
What's this?
What?
Why are you dressed like that?
Oh, this old thing? I just threw it on.
Here, come in. Give me your jacket.
I'll keep it on. Is your power out or something?
No.
Then what's with the candles?
What, you don't lack the mood?
The mood?
Just sit.
I wouldn't have come if I knew you were gonna make such a thing out of it. I told you the game's on.
But I made dinner. Don't worry, I baked it. These things keep getting fancier and fancier every year. It just takes longer, but like with all good things, it's worth the wait. You're not hungry?
Come on, you know the deal. Why are you making me say it?
What?
I'm not looking for no ready-made family.
What family? It's just you and me.
Yeah, and Cap'n Crunch in the closet over there.
Baby. Don't look over there. Look at me. Hey, baby. Look at me. Listen, I understand why you feel the way you do about the situation over there. Believe me, I get it. His father didn't want anything to do with me either, and I didn't have the cash to... You know what? It doesn't matter. I promise you, baby, you don't have to think about him. You don't have to be his daddy. But you can be mine. Won't you be my daddy? I can be any kind of girl you want me to be. Take off your pants.
You take them off.
Young Josh pulls his ear away from the closet door, cramming more cereal into his mouth, crunching loud enough to hear nothing except what he wishes he was.
Don't say that.
Don't say what?
You can't promise forever.
But I do, and I will.
That's the problem, Josh. Things change all the time. There should be conditions around love, otherwise it doesn't mean anything.
Unconditional love is the most beautiful thing in the world, and you can't accept it because you don't feel like you deserve it. But I'm telling you, you do. I will love you more than anyone else could ever dare to.
Josh, I still don't know why we're talking about this. You're up to your knees. Can we curb whatever this is and start focusing on how to get you and Lorena off this rope before it pulls you out any further?
And he's right, Josh. We can-
Can't you see? I'm talking to my girlfriend right now.
Yeah.
Good. Then let me.
Josh, I just want to get you off this rope. Nothing else matters.
Did you ever consider, Ari, that maybe I'm still on this rope because of you?
How's that?
Because you're not being honest with me?
I am!
No, you're not. The key to any successful relationship is honesty. There are two people in this relationship. You and me. You're my holdup. Why I'm on this rope. Whatever my truth is, I think it's with you.
Josh, just...
I'll ask again. Is what Megan said true?
That I was gonna break up with you? Yeah, that's true.
Is it still true?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? It's either yes or no.
It's not that simple.
Yes, it is! Here, let me show you. My truth, the only one that I know, is that we're meant to be together for the rest of our lives.
And that might not be my truth. Josh, please, if there's anything else we could talk about, anything else you might not be addressing, can we focus on that instead?
It's my time, and this is what I want to spend it on. What I've always wanted to spend it on. Us.
I'm just tired.
Of what?
of fighting.
What couple doesn't have their little spats? It's normal. But what we do that is rare is we work through it. We don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. We have the conversations and we come out the other side stronger.
I don't feel like it makes me stronger. Just weaker.
How? I never talk back to you. I never blame you. I never even...
That's the problem.
Then let's work on it.
I might not want to, and that has nothing to do with you. You didn't do anything wrong. It's my stuff to deal with. I just don't want you to punish yourself anymore.
I accept that love can hurt sometimes.
No.
Stop saying no. I love you.
Love can't be one-sided, Josh. It's like you said, it takes two.
No, that can't be what you feel. I want to build my life with you.
God, maybe because you've never been able to build it yourself.
Nothing great has ever been built alone. Just tell me what to fix and I'll fix it. I promise.
You can't fix this, Josh.
I can.
No, you can't.
Because you're not giving me the chance to. Please, just give me the chance. You at least owe me that. Just 1 month. 1 month, and then we can reevaluate. This time is just super stressful and not the norm. I just want to get back to the good place. And if you still feel this way after that, then we can have this conversation. Deal?
No. There's something broken in me, and I think that's the thing that's kept me in this relationship.
You're talking in past tense now?
This is my shit that I need to fix on my own, or I'll never be enough. I am so, so, so sorry that you're getting hurt because of it. You didn't deserve it. You don't deserve it.
But I accept you.
You shouldn't.
Why?
Because I'm not a good person, Josh.
Nobody is all one thing.
I fantasize about you dying.
What?
Yeah. See? I'm fucked up.
What? Why do you want me to die?
Because I'm selfish. And if you did, we'd never have to have this conversation.
But that could be a sign that we're not meant to.
No! I'm awful to you. I hurt you all the time.
I let you, so you can't count that.
But you should.
No.
Yes, Josh, you should.
Then I'll change. Tell me what you want me to change, and I will.
Oh my God, we're starting to repeat ourselves.
Everything worth anything takes work, and I can be better enough for the both of us. Please, Ari, please, don't abandon me.
I'm sorry.
Josh, listen to her, man. She's trying to-
Butt out, Lorena! I mean it!
It's okay, Lore. Josh, we've been under this wave for a while now. I just need to get above it.
I love you.
Josh, you doing this, trying more, is just your insecurity speaking, and it's doing the opposite of what you want.
I'll keep giving, and it'll be enough. I'll be bigger than any wave that comes, I promise.
This isn't a law of physics, Josh. Sometimes the more you give, the more you lose. Matter, effort, energy can be lost. The more you hold, the more it wants to go.
Don't you see all I do for you?
Of course I do. And I know you think you're helping, but you're not. You're just needing to be needed. If you truly wanted to help me, you'd listen to me.
Ari, please. I've lost everything I had on this beach. Don't make me lose you too. I still believe in true love. It's the only thing I have. Maybe if we recommit to each other, that'll be the thing that lets me off this rope. You can save me.
I don't think that's the truth that's gonna set you free, Josh.
Why can't it be?
Because I think the only thing that's gonna get you to let go is if you let go of me.
Don't go.
Junior, let go. Let go of Mommy's arm. You're hurting me. Stop that. Don't you ever hurt a woman, no matter what. No matter how scared you are. You hear me? Only treat women the way you're supposed to treat me.
I I don't. I'm sorry. Don't leave. I can do more. I can stay in my room. I won't say anything. I can be a good boy. I swear.
Hey, what are all these crocodile tears for?
Because I want to stay with you. I'll be good. I swear. I swear.
You're such a sweet boy. Always giving more than you can. Junior, enough! What are big boys supposed to do?
No!
Big boys aren't supposed to cry. Be a big boy for Mama, okay?
Okay. But when will you be back?
Soon. Here. You remember how to use the grown-up phone, right?
Yeah.
Because big boys can use the grown-up phone, right?
Yeah.
Here. On this paper is your father's number. Show me how good you've gotten with your numbers.
555-0142.
Good job! Look at you! How'd you get to be so smart?
I don't know. I just am, I guess.
Oh, don't ever let the world ever make you think any different, okay? Okay, so you're gonna call this number in a couple days, okay? And then he's gonna come and pick you up.
But I don't know him.
But he wants to know you, and he's so excited. Aren't you excited to finally meet your dad?
I don't need a dad, I just need you.
That's not true. He's gonna take you to Disneyland. Remember how much you said you wanted to go?
Yeah.
And why do you want to go?
Because it's the most magical place on Earth.
That's right.
And you're going to be there too?
No. But you're going to have so much fun, you're not even going to miss me. But, and this is important, you have to wait 2 days before you call him, okay? 2 whole sleeps.
Okay.
Stop that or your fingers are going to fall off.
Okay.
You've got food in the fridge, and you can sleep in Mommy's bed, watch all the TV you want, okay?
Okay.
Come on. I'm running late.
Come in! Be a good boy, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye, baby.
Bye. Bye.
Child Protective Services, how can I direct your call?
The last time I let go of something, it never came back.
But that's what letting go is. There's no guarantee, just the chance for something new.
I don't want new. You make me a better man. You know how hard that is to find.
I never wanted you to be better. I just wanted someone that wouldn't leave. That's the problem with being human. You can't outrun yourself. The only thing I could do when I stopped running was find a distraction.
We were more than that!
All we have is our view of what happened and whichever version's easiest to believe. All I know is my side and, yeah, you do. Do my laundry, buy me flowers, bring me ice cream when I'm on my period.
And give you lower back massages when you have cramps.
Yeah, that too. You check all the boxes every girl wants, but for some reason, it's not what this girl wants. You should be with someone who will cherish everything you do for them and give it right back.
Chase used to always say, there's more fish in the sea, but he never understood. Nobody ever does.
I can't believe I'm gonna say this, but he's right. There are so many other fish in the sea.
But that's a problem. You're my C.
No, you just want someone more than you want yourself.
Yeah, because that's what love is.
No, Josh, that's just masochism with not enough therapy. You shouldn't be putting more into me than into yourself. That's just a bad investment.
I loved you since the first time I saw you, Ari Torres.
At the dining hall?
The dining hall? No, that's not. You don't.
Josh?
You don't even. We met. How can you treat everything like it's nothing? I listen to you. I respect you. I eat the crust off your sandwiches.
Because you like them.
Nobody likes them. I just said that so you could have the part that you love the most. Don't you see, Ari? I take the bad to give you the good. Nobody will ever do this for you. The way you act, they treat you like trash. I don't want anyone to treat you like trash.
Okay, I get you're upset, but just because I'm choosing for us not to be in a relationship anymore doesn't mean I deserve to be treated terribly.
What? What happened to you didn't know? Now you do?
Well, you said you listened to me, right? Then listen to me. What you're saying, it's literally a scare tactic. You've used it before, but I'm done falling for it.
What about me? Am I not allowed to have what I want?
God, I'm losing my patience. Josh, we're going in circles.
Mm-mm, you can't leave. Not after all I've done for you.
Done for me? But see, that's what I'm saying. Unconditional love doesn't work, and it seems like you believe that too. The part you're getting twisted is your generosity shouldn't be a trump card you play every 2 weeks we have an argument. The world doesn't come to the person that chases. Just live your life. Let people in and let go when you're meant to. I'm more than the boundaries that you're constantly trying to break down, Josh. More than all the no's that you hear as convince me. It's simple. Give what you get and stop when you don't. Don't use this nice guy facade to extort me with shit I never asked for.
Extort? Wow. How much of a schmuck do you think I am?
I'm just trying to be honest with you.
But I...
No, but nothing. You're not listening to me.
No, you're not listening to me. Because if you were, you wouldn't be acting this way, and I wouldn't have to keep repeating myself. I love you, Ari Torres. Enough to fill all the broken shit you're worried about. What do you not get about that? I'll die without you.
Don't blackmail me, Josh.
Then don't invalidate my feelings.
I'm not invalidating your feelings. I'm just not changing mine.
I'm not asking for anything other than for you to empathize with me. Is that so hard? Is it so impossible for you to understand the person who loves you? And it's killing me to hear this?
The world could be ending, Josh. Why are you acting like this?
Because you're my world. Can't you see that? Could you, just for once, give me the benefit of the doubt and stop thinking you're always right? Just let me be right. For once. Let my needs come first. I know you want to be that person.
You're right.
Thank you. Thank you. See, we're making progress.
This isn't who I'm supposed to be. And I'm not who you're supposed to be with.
Why are you acting like this? Is it because of her?
Don't drag me into this after you told me to stay out.
No, Josh, this is because of me. I don't want to be the mirror to your lovesick fantasies anymore.
If it can't be us, then what chance is there for anyone?
A lot!
How?
Because at least they probably want to fuck their partners. Josh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Ooh. Wow.
I don't want to say these things to you.
But you did.
But can we not?
Not what?
Destroy the last good feelings we have toward each other.
Are you serious?
There's nothing you can say that your actions haven't already said. They're louder than any god in any sky.
We can still be...
Don't say it. Don't you dare say it. Don't insult me with that bullshit that every lazy asshole from the beginning of time has said. You want to keep the good feelings I gave you? Then earn them.
Don't do this.
You cheated on me, Ari. A lot. And I took it because I knew that no matter how many other guys you tried, that you'd always come back to me because I'm the one you're meant to be with. I'm the best boyfriend there is. The reason we don't have sex is because I don't want to push it on you. I wait for you. I don't even watch porn because it makes you jealous. I even tried to...
Are you seriously listing stuff again? No, I'm stopping you right there. I've had enough time loops for one day.
I've given everything to you! How can you justify treating me this way? There's not gonna be any nice guys left at this rate. Because we finished last, right? Because you don't really want a nice guy, right?
Nice guys don't subscribe to Barstool Sports, Josh.
Chase was right. You all just want to be dominated and fucked like thoughtless sex dolls. You're such hypocrites. The sea of TikTok girls whining to their black screens, wondering why guys don't hold doors open for them anymore. Did chivalry die? Here's the obvious answer, ladies. Yes! It did, and not by accident or some fucking god. It's because of you! You women, with your knees on our fucking throats. What happened to the good guys? They rotted on the vine from never being picked. Acknowledge what you've done and keep doing. The emotional genocide you keep committing on the guys who were decent enough to try. How can you live knowing that you contributed to this? And you wonder why there are so many guys yelling at you, shoving you, ignoring you? It's because that's all you keep on buying. I hope you're happy. And you have the audacity to wonder why there's resentment. After you've taken everything. And that's somehow our bad for bringing the check to the dinner you ordered. You just take and take and take. You want to live in a world where you're given everything. Why? Because you're attractive. Because you have a fucking pussy. Men don't even cry because you women teach us not to. You raise us to be big boys and guilt us into being nothing but trash cans for your bullshit. You take from the tree without ever watering it. If all you women were on an island together, you'd starve to death. And you'd deserve it.
Wow. It's almost like Chase is back from the dead.
Fuck you!
Josh! I get you're upset, but just take a second and think.
No, I think you need to take that second and think. And stop interrupting me. I mean it.
Laura, I got this. He said a bunch of shit, and I want to address some of it.
Okay.
You know why girls pick dickheads, Josh? No, don't look away from me. You just spewed all that shit, and I caught a couple questions in there. So let me clear up any confusion you may have. Women would rather deal with obvious dickheads than the ones they can't see. That's Survival 101. Keep the danger in front of you. Better to deal with the guys with no fucking front. It's at least real, even when it's shitty. Because that's all we get to choose from. We all have our shit, Josh. It's just about accepting it and letting other people accept it too. every relationship you've built has either been a fantasy or a debt. Because at your core, you don't believe you're enough. Hell, even your own fucking mother couldn't love you.
Don't talk about my mother!
What? Or what? You'll do what? Tell me, Josh. I would love to hear it.
Eddie, I think you should cool it.
No, no, he wanted to do this, so we're doing this. Let's burn all the bridges between you and me and let the storm wash away the rest. So what I've heard, and what seems to be the center of all your arguments, is that we owe each other too much to end this. Right, Josh? So why don't you take your own advice and stop making the rest of us pay for your past and go pay for yourself? Quit holding people hostage out of guilt. You shouldn't want someone to be guilted into being with you or fucking you, whatever. I've looked into your eyes for years, and I felt something was off, but I was never able to define it. But now I finally see all the hate you've been bottling this entire time. I'm sorry how much you resented being decent.
Every day you test me, and every day I have to be the bigger man over and over and over again. Every time I want to fucking snap, I don't. I keep it fucking in.
Why don't you stay there, Josh?
Don't tell me what to do!
First, don't raise your voice at me. Second, I'm just trying to help. This is the girl you love, right? Right? Okay, so maybe act like it.
Stay out of this, Lorena! I'm not kidding.
Lore?
No! This shit's gonna get worse if it keeps going like it is.
She was talking to me like that and you still let her? Men have to stand up for themselves or no one else will. So I can talk to her however I want. You don't know her. You've been a fucking ghost in her life. I've never even heard of you before today. So stop putting your threaded face in things you have no fucking idea about. If you knew what I knew, what she's fucking put me through, then you'd be wondering why I wasn't giving it to her twice as hard. She's not a saint, Lorena. Who do you think ran weight check every week at TriCap? You want to know how I found out she was cheating? She gave me an STD, and when I confronted her about it, she tried to convince me it was my fault. You think you'd know this girl, but you don't.
You don't know what you're talking about.
You don't fucking know her! You fucking don't! Just sit down, Lorena, for real. I'm not gonna say it again!
Oh, big man over here acting all fucking big. You know what? Fuck you and fuck you! Fuck you! Get away from her! God, you fucking animal! Get away from her!
Nah, I think I'll keep her here.
He drags Lorena's unconscious body towards him in the water, holding her head up at his side.
I guess there's still one last perk of being on this thing.
Give her back!
No. You stay right there. Sit down.
You fucking knocked her out!
And if that's all you want to happen, then you'll sit down. I want to finish our conversation. Blacked out people drown real easy. Don't make me prove it.
Okay, I'll sit. Just don't do anything else you're gonna regret, okay?
Do you think I wanted to do this? I told her to stop interrupting me, and what did she do? She kept interrupting me! Boundaries, right? They are important. Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like that! I just wanted to talk to you alone. Is that so bad? I just made room for that. I told her what was gonna happen. She basically consented to this.
Consent. Got it.
It's funny how everyone thinks men are more violent than women. All their intricate reasons. Maybe it's hereditary, maybe it's video games, but no one ever actually says what everyone's actually thinking.
What's that?
That maybe more times than not, people deserve the violence that's coming to them.
Is it the dynamite that is to blame, or the careless assholes throwing the matches? I try my best every day, but you keep nuking all my patience, and now I'm acting like this! Talking to you the way I swore I'd never talk to any woman. Fuck you for making this come out of me. Fuck you! If you just appreciated what I gave you, we would have been better than the movies.
Movies are nothing to aspire to, Josh. They make everyone think that being saved by a knight in shining armor is a good thing somehow, but it's not. It's just a mental prison for women to believe they can't save themselves. Thinking gross old men are hot, and if you're a woman over 20, you might as well start planning your funeral. The only reason all that shit exists in our world is because there's a bunch of sad assholes who manipulate the world to their benefit instead of just dealing with their mommy issues. They make their problems everyone else's. Stories aren't real, Josh. And you've been telling yourself a story for far too long.
See, Ari? Do you see what I just did there? I listened. And you know what I think? I think you made some really great points. Truly, I like listening to you. I like your brain. I said it before, and I'll say it again. There's nothing we can't accomplish without honest communication. And I'll be honest right now. This day has not been my best. I own that. But isn't it understandable? I mean, all my friends are dead. Two died right in front of me. It's almost impossible that a little bad wouldn't slip out. The bad I've kept down for forever, because that's what a good guy does. You said it yourself in the other reality. I died saving you. I'm still that guy. This is just the one time I ended up like this. The one reality I talk to you like this. But all the others, I save you. I still want to save you, even from yourself. Nobody's perfect, Ari, and I own that. This could be the moment. The one I've always heard about.
And what's that?
Everyone says that people who stay together never make it on Love Alone. There was this Time magazine issue that came out a while ago that was all about love. I think it was a Valentine's Day thing or something. But anyways, they interviewed couples that had been together for over 50 years. Can you imagine? And the interviewer asked each one of them the same question. What was the thing that kept you together all of those years? And you know what most of them said? To some degree or another, they said, neither one of us fell out of love at the same time. Can you believe that? I do. It's brutally honest in only a way that loving someone your entire life can give you. They kept going. So long as one of them kept wanting to. I still want to.
That doesn't change our situation.
I know, but what I'm saying is, and only as a hypothetical, say we do break up. What makes you so sure that 3 years from now you won't end up in the same exact scenario with another person?
I can't.
I can. We are our problems in any situation if they go unaddressed. Which means the only choice we have is when we choose to deal with it. I want to deal with it now, not later. I don't want to have to tell anyone else about my mom or all that awful shit that happened to me in the home. I don't have it in me. So, say whatever you want. But I'm here, and instead of hitting eject, I hit continue.
The only thing you hit is right at your feet, you fucking bastard.
And I'll accept the consequences because that's the kind of guy I am.
I feel it.
Feel what?
I think I'm gonna drop the rope.
And in that moment, Josh Morales II held his arms out, anticipating a levity to come, a chance to crack his knuckles again. But instead...
Having trouble letting go?
I don't understand.
Clearly, you're deranged.
Then help me.
No.
Then tell me.
What more can I tell you?
You've clearly thought about this.
Yeah, I...
So I want to know. I want the reason. The reason that you figured out that made you realize all of this wasn't worth it anymore.
Give me back Lorena, and I'll tell you.
Tell me, and maybe I will.
I realized I wanted kids.
What? Are you serious? I want kids too, babe. That's what all of this is about. See? Communication. I feel so silly. Oh my god. It might be early for us, but if that's what you want, then we'll figure it out. Loki, I dream about what our kids will be like.
No, Josh. I realized that if I had kids, I wouldn't want them to be anything like you.
As long as I'm living, my baby, you'll be.
Come in. Hey, don't eat that.
Hi, Mom.
Josh?
Yeah. I got pretty tall, huh?
Hey, honey. Can you watch the baby? I'm gonna be outside for a second.
Sure thing.
You had another kid. That's amazing. I never imagined I'd be a big brother.
Yeah. How'd you find me?
You'd be surprised what you can find with Google these days.
Oh.
Is this a bad time?
I'm just shocked is all. You're so big. You look a lot like your father.
I wouldn't know. I know there's a lot for us to catch up on, but first, good news. I'm going to miss you. Full ride and everything. Just got the news on the bus ride over.
That's great. See, you did all that on your own. I knew you could. Here, let me write you a check.
Hey, everything good?
Yeah, totally.
Mom, that's not what I...
Here, that should be enough for something.
Thanks, but I don't need it. I got a job lined up on campus. Between that and the scholarship, I should be good. You can keep it.
Well, buy books then, or take a girl out on a nice date.
Honey, she's getting a little puffy.
I'll be right there.
I'd love to stay for dinner. Catch up some more. Your husband seems nice.
I don't know if that's the best idea.
Why? Did I do something wrong?
No. Look, I've worked really hard to build this life I have. I know it wasn't fair what happened to you, but it wasn't fair to me either. I wasn't meant to be a mother.
But you had another kid.
At the time, I couldn't take care of you and myself. I mean, I was practically a kid too. There was so much from my past that I've been actively working on and put behind me. I was broken when I had you and hurting. I had to become whole on my own first, and now I'm finally in a good place. I'm clean. I'm happy. I can't go backwards. I won't. You understand, right? You forgive me?
Of course.
I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always.
Bye, Josh.
Who was that?
Oh, just some kid wanted to mow our lawn.
Josh lives perpetually with his face at that closed door, hearing the song from a book his mum used to sing for him, now for another. And in that moment, he decided only to create a reality where he'd never be on the wrong side again. Where he makes people's dreams come true, no matter the effort, so that they would sooner abandon themselves before they could ever abandon him. Huh. Suppose I never thought of it like that. Why give for something that's not wanted? Maybe Josh and I are in this circumstance for a reason, and maybe it's time to
keep your promise. Give her back to me.
You're just like my mother. Always leaving when you're not supposed to. But lucky I learned my lesson since then. You have to control the things you want to keep.
You're not in control of me, Josh.
You think you're in control? That's funny. If my mom hadn't left, I could have made her better. Better than anyone else has. More than that guy she's with, or that baby that's probably dumb and will die on its own. I shouldn't have accepted what she gave me. You can't leave your child. You can't leave the person you love. The person you made. What about me? Why didn't I get to be a kid and be taken care of? Why?
Josh, I think you're more broken than you're admitting.
Broken finds broken, right? It's the only pieces that fit together.
Just because it fits doesn't mean it's right.
How could it not be right? Don't you see that I'm the only thing between you and your worst self? You're literally fragments of a person. If I didn't hold you together, you'd fall apart. And I don't think you're ready for that. I'm looking out for you. You don't see it, and that's okay, because I never wanted you to. If I were to disappear, your life would be chaos. You need structure and someone guiding you. You need me. You blindly followed Megan, and she did nothing but make you feel like shit. And you gave her a second chance, but not me. Your benevolent protector. That's what we INFJs do. We protect. People think they want control, but they don't. It's too much responsibility. It's too messy. You'd hate doing all of this. You'd hate keeping track of everything. The planning, the mental math, doing what I'm having to do right now. You couldn't do it. It's too many realities to hold. That's why, even though you say all these awful things, you still come back to me. Whether you realize it or not.
Josh, let's be honest. You're no puppet master. You don't bend reality. You don't make me think things that I don't already know. You use two-in-one shampoo, for God's sakes. You're not a mastermind. You're just a sad guy batting out of his league.
The problem with magic tricks is once you show people how it works, then the magic is gone.
It's not magic. It's just a trick. And tricks are deceitful. Stop playing smart. It's just sad.
I mean, you still think I left you at that party, right?
What party?
Who's playing now, Ari? Oh, how convenient. Come on, babe. It's only been your favorite thing to hold over me these past 2 weeks. The one you can't tell me about. Come on. Don't play as dumb as you think I am. The date and a fifth party.
But you did leave.
See? You think that because I want you to think that. And tell me, how could someone too dumb be able to do that, I wonder? I mean, the hero can't really save the princess unless there's a dragon around.
What are you saying, Josh?
You think it's a coincidence that I'm in a frat? I live where the dragons live, and you are needing a reminder. A reset.
Just fucking say it then, and spare me the fucking metaphor.
Last drink hit you pretty hard, didn't it? I wanted it to fucking hit you. Hard. I mean, only pain that's greater than your impulses makes anyone consider changing. Even bones have to break to be put back the right way. And I had a feeling. That spidey sense I get when you're itching to break up with me. A good boyfriend always knows these things. You know, it was the sloppiest I'd ever seen you. Touching the other brothers in front of me, in front of everyone. You weren't even trying to hide it anymore. You wanted to get caught. But I know the game like you usually do. If the secret's let out, then the story's at risk. And we couldn't have that. No. It'd get too unmanageable. Too many opinions would form and people wouldn't be able to support us after that. You were sloppy and drunk and not knowing your place. Next to me. So when you thought I left, I didn't leave. I watched you that whole night. Since everyone else got to share their secrets today, why don't I share a little AO secret? The mirrors in all the bedrooms are two ways. And I told Chase that you had a fantasy. I mean, most girls do. So I gave him a safe word for you. And I had him take you up to his room. And I watched him do everything to you. I mean, brothers do share after all, right?
Oh, you sick fuck.
But an effective one. I mean, it doesn't matter how fucked up things can get as long as there's a safe word, right? Do you want to know what yours was? The one I gave Chase? The one thing you had to make it all stop. Josh, that's all you had to say. My name. But you never did. You didn't call for me. So all you had was to see what happens when you don't. You get hurt. I've always told you, babe, I have reasons for why I do what I do. Chase is my mallet. Well, was my mallet because of you. He was good at breaking people, and I'm good at putting them back together. I mean, it's my superpower. I'm the glue. Why do you think you always crumble back to me? You think that's just random? An accident? A choice? It's not. Here's some physics for you. Water always finds its lowest point, just like how you found me the next morning. And crawled into my bed, and I held you for hours. You were so grateful. You were so sweet. And if we just had another month, you would have told me about what happened to you. And I would have made you feel better. But we didn't get that in this timeline. Unlike you, I believe in our relationship enough to break you from your worst self and mold you into your best one. I know I can share this with you because we're the forever stuff. Everyone thinks gaslighting is wrong, but good guys gaslight for good reasons.
No, Josh. The problem with gaslights is they always burn the fucking house down. You don't deserve a home or me. The only thing you deserve is whatever that rope's gonna give you, and I hope it gives it to you hard. I take back everything good I ever gave you. It's gone. You're nothing to me now.
Choose your words wisely, Arcturus. As much as you don't want to admit it, I'm still in control of your friend right here.
Pull her head up!
Ooh, that was a close one.
You know what makes you worse than the others, Josh? Is that you know what you are. Chase, all the others, they had no awareness, but you do. You actively do the opposite of what you know is right because you're a fucking psychopath. You've been mainlining me tailor-made trauma for 3 years straight.
You call it trauma. I call it character. Two sides of the same coin. Like you and me. But at least I'm not hiding what I am anymore. This whole day you thought you had the upper hand, but I still know things about you, Ari Torres, that you don't even have the faintest idea about.
You don't know anything.
Oh, come on! You say her name in your sleep. To think that your only argument this entire time has been that I'm not connected to reality? I can tell you right now, I am. I see all of it. All the ugly parts I have to in order to create the beautiful life that we've had together. If he wanted to, he would, right? And I do. Deeply. I also don't want to be alone. What do you think I'm claustrophobic? Because there's no room for anyone else. Everything I do is because I don't want to be alone. It's a reason, a very good reason. And I'm sorry for everything I've had to do to protect us, but I'm not hiding anymore. I do bad things. It's the price I pay to be the good guy.
And in that moment, dear listeners, Josh Morales II let go of the rope.
I'm free. I'm free. I can't believe it. It feels so good.
You can have her now. I think this last bit of time with her will mean a lot for you and your development.
Lore! Lore! Lore, I got you!
And I'll be taking this.
Josh, give me the crown back! Josh!
It's heavier than it looks. You ready, Ari? This is it. The end game. The accumulation of all those things that every great story's ever told. Acceptance and revelation. I feel so light. Nimble. I finally get it. What you must have felt. What this day has been all about. The choice holding the universe together. It's you and me. Me choosing you and you choosing me. Two sides of a choice, like Cassie said. Don't you see? It's us. All we have to do to save the world is choose each other over and over again until you realize it's not a choice anymore. It's just destiny.
Fuck that. I'll do everything to stop it.
You wouldn't be so arrogant if it wasn't for this crown here. Unlimited second chances. I think you've had enough.
No!
I dreamed a dream today that I feared I would not find, that it'd slip away behind the night. Dream, I felt a lot like you, all of you, almost in reach. Imagining the immensity of this life and the whole it'd be without you. Don't you see? My days start and end with every rise and fall of your eyes as the sun does for you. It's hard to imagine how you, the you whom my world revolves around, couldn't do one thing in return. I I say goodbye to the times you were with me and how I glee to watch you grow. As much as you had me was as much as I needed you. I shake for the first time with anger where the leaves fall from my now barren tree. All I'm left with is my promised duty to narrate these final moments and a single question. How could you have not wanted me? Remember, just as you dreamed of dreams, they were dreaming of you too. I wish you one last good night before I go. For when he finds you next, you'll finally know that you get the dreams you deserve. I mean, just ask Megan Anderson. No!
You broke it. You broke it!
Funny. It's turning to black sand. Almost feels poetic. Maybe this is where it all came from. From all the past before.
Do you know what you've done?
The thing you were too coward to do yourself. I want you to know that the next time you watch her die, that she's not coming back. It's the only way you'll ever move on. No second chances. No redo. Just me.
Fuck off. You fucking piece of shit. Fuck you. I never want to see you again. Get away from us.
As you wish.
Lorena, wake up. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on.
What's happening? Ow, my head.
Oh, I know, I know. Fuck, the rope's moving.
Why is it...
Josh, stop. It's tied to your location, too. Stop.
Huh. Should I stay or should I go? I think I'll take the girl.
Stop, please!
Request considered, and politely declined. Look, Chase's paddle. Here, just in case you want to end it quickly. I mean, it's awful to watch your friends drown. Trust me.
It's okay. I can touch the bottom.
Josh! Stop!
You still throw like shit.
Please. If there's any shred of you left that still cares about me, then please stay. Please don't do this.
The words I've waited all day to hear you say. What a shame. Don't worry. I'm doing this for you. It's time for you to let her go.
You're not leaving. You're staying.
Get off! You're stretching my tank!
Josh, please!
Nope!
Listen, dickhead, you're staying!
She doesn't give a fuck about you, Ari. Did you ever stop to think she left your life for a reason? Listen to the universe!
Honey, it's pulling me out. I can't touch the bottom.
Ditch her. She deserves whatever's at the end of that rope.
I can't.
Don't worry, babe. You'll have to soon.
And in that moment, watching Josh leave and Lorena getting weaved into those wretched waves, Ari's options coalesced into one, with Chase's Alpha Omega paddle at her feet. The beginning and the end. No thoughts entered Ari's mind after that. Just the sound of...
What the fuck? Did you just hit me? Ari, I...
And in those 6.5 seconds Josh Morales II had left of his life, he didn't see it all flash before his eyes. He didn't chase any of it. He let it all go to feel the sand one last time on his back and how it always hugged him. The rain and how it felt like kisses. And the words his mother used to say. The one thing that never left him. His last and only prayer.
I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby.
Thanks for listening to The Horror at Martin's Beach, a Kingdom of Pavement production. This show was written and created by Kyle Cords, directed by Alexi Gonzalez, and executive produced by Amy Suto, Kyle Cords, and Alexi Gonzalez. Our sound designer and composer is Adam Joseph Monahan, and our producer is Alexandra Scortado. Based on the short story, The Horror at Martin's Beach, by Sonia H. Green and H.P. Lovecraft. This episode is called The Good Guy, and the cast is as follows. I play Hypnos, your true, ever-present narrator, and my name beyond the veil is Bex Finch. You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at It's Bex Finch. Ari is played by Allegra Rodriguez Shivers, who can be found on Instagram at Legom2RS. Lorena is played by Gloria De Leon, who can be found on Instagram at Gloria the Actress. David is played by Max Banter, who can be found on Instagram at Miximillion. Little Josh is played by Brianne Bouchers, who can be found on Instagram at Babouchers. In loving memory of Abel Benitez, who plays Josh, he will be missed. And a special thanks to Cody Ball and Jack Bentel. To listen to more Kingdom of Pavement episodes, visit kingdomofpavement.com. For inquiries of any kind, reach out to amy@kingdomofpavement.com. Check out the show notes for more information on how to find the cast and crew's websites and social media handles. The void will reach back out.